The Farmers to Families Food Box Program has delivered more than 17 million boxes of food to families in need across the country in 1 month. But Texas has only received about 15% of what it asked for, and that's failing to relieve many food banks across the state that have few alternatives. The Agriculture Department announced it would extend some of the program contracts. TPR's Paul Flav reports on what changes advocates are hoping for.
Here we go. I'm going to put this under here, and that will tell them that you're picking up for more than one.
One of dozens of volunteers goes from driver's window to driver's window, checking people in at Oak Hills Church north of San Antonio.
Silva.
218 cars have filed in and are waiting in the hot sun to get boxes filled with food. This church-run event is part of the U.S. Agriculture Department's program aimed at connecting food distributors with families and food banks. The church's mass feeding event is in addition to ones conducted by the San Antonio Food Bank that have ranged from 1,500 to 10,000 cars.
The COVID-19 crisis pressure that comes with a demand that far outpaces the supply, and believing that possibly this Farm to Families Food Box program might alleviate some of that. Food banks have just seen the inequity of the program.
San Antonio Food Bank President Eric Cooper says the city is getting boxes from the program, but far fewer than it thought it would, and far fewer than it needs.
Yeah, I mean, there's gaps, and so the program hasn't worked as well as it was intended.
Celia Cole runs Feeding Texas, the statewide network of food banks.
Some food banks have been winners, others have been losers. Some communities have been winners, others have been losers.
Right now, we haven't seen any impact from the COVID box program. We have not received one single box or anything like that.
Libby Campbell runs the West Texas Food Bank, and she isn't alone. Food banks representing West Texas, the South Texas border region, and the High Plains Panhandle region have all been overlooked. Combined, that area is larger than many states. The population of just its cities is over 600,000 people. All the while, they're seeing record-setting need. For instance, the South Texas Food Bank is seeing a 200% increase in demand while facing a 1.5 million pound gap in food. Celia Cole says this gap is being exacerbated by some of the Farmers to Families awardees.
And yeah, there were some distributors that got contracts that just shouldn't have.
The biggest contract awarded in the region was to San Antonio-based Create-A-Date. The wedding planning business had no experience in the industry, and it struggled to deliver on its $40 million contract. According to the San Antonio Food Bank, it expects to see just 1 week's worth of food deliveries by the end of the six-week contract. The company's relationship with other nonprofits has been hard to chart. Lee Pipkin with the Concho Valley Food Bank in San Angelo says it wanted to work with Create-A-Date, but the company wanted to send unboxed food.
At capacity, I can hold 24 total pallets between my cooler and my freezer. So there's no way in the world I was going to be able to handle up to 72 or more pallets.
Pipkin says his food bank is the smallest in the state. Its facilities illustrate another problem of Farmers to Families. When the USDA pitched it, they said ideally vendors would pack boxes, bring refrigerated trucks to drop off events, and distribute them. It hasn't worked out that way.
Then they said they couldn't do that. They were just going to ship it all to us and expect us to endure the expense of delivering the box to the client. And, none of that was as presented in the original program.
Many vendors are passing the cost of last mile distribution on to food banks. These organizations are already spending record amounts on food with record few donations and volunteers. Celia Cole says a recent survey showed inadequate food, funds, and volunteers were the top three concerns for the food banks.
If contractors aren't going to deliver, they need to reimburse food banks part of their funds, to be able to do that.
The first program contracts were supposed to expire at the end of the month. The USDA extended some, but it isn't clear which, or if they were changed to reflect the needs of food banks. Advocates say they'd be disappointed if they didn't, but hold out hope for another round of funding with new rules. They want better coordination, equitable distribution, and experienced vendors.
What I am hoping happens is that USDA will look at a way to provide maybe some more incentives.
West Texas Food Bank's Libby Campbell.
And that it's able to reach rural communities that desperately need support right now, because usually rural America is forgotten.
They need Farmers to Families, they say, but they also need it to be better. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.